Do you care about the environment? Do you have a sense of humour? Do you have a little free time to be a bushcare volunteer? The Sutherland Shire Council Bushcare Volunteer Program needs you to help protect our Indigenous flora and fauna, ensuring it survives for future generations. Join the other 650 volunteers who are part of Sydney's most successful bushcare program. More info at sutherlandshire.nsw.gov.au. We'd love to hear from you. Sutherland Shire Council's Bushcare Unit sponsors 2SER 107.3.
Yes, that's exactly where you are, 2SER 107.3. It's just coming up to a quarter to ten. Now, yesterday in the state of South Australia, it was plunged into darkness due to a once-in-a-50-year storm, they're calling it. The storm damaged power infrastructure near Port Augusta, causing the entire power network to shut down to protect itself, according to SA Premier Jay Weatherill. South Australia is now bracing for a second day of wild weather, particularly in the Eyre Peninsula, where they're expecting wind gusts of up to 140 kilometres per hour. That is bloody windy. Not time for cots, I dare say. I've got Annie Hayswell. She's the executive producer of The Wire. It's our national current affairs show that comes out of Radio Adelaide a couple of times a week. Annie, good morning.
Good morning, Adrian.
Okay, how's everything going?
Well, it's wild and windy still, yes.
Yep.
I think I'm in the middle of safe old Adelaide. The wildest winds are missing us. But as you said, 140 kilometres an hour, that's cyclonic.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And as someone that comes from Darwin, I know what that means, yeah.
Wow, okay. So were you impacted by the power outage yesterday?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So we were all set to go to air with our top story being about the weather. And because we were waiting all day for this to hit. And suddenly everything just wound down.
Wow.
And, you know, that sort of, it was just quite amazing, actually. We all sat around with the light from the window, you know, weak light from the window coming in and sort of waited for something to happen and slowly realised, like, just Twitter was the only form of communication, really, slowly realised that everything was down.
Yeah, right.
Excuse me.
Now,
and the whole state, when we heard the whole state was down, that was pretty shocking, actually.
Yeah. Now, the whole state. What's the population of South Australia? Do you know off the top of your head?
Ooh,
a couple of million at least.
1.3 million,
okay.
I think.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, so a lot of people affected, enormously widespread.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was pretty shocking. And the first rumour that came through was that the interconnector, which we hear a lot about these days, which brings our power from Victoria, was cut. But that wasn't the case. It was the knocking out of some really big towers, which must have been quite spectacular.
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, has Port Augusta.
Yeah. Has power returned for you there in Radio
We were pretty lucky, and we've got power now here where I am. I'm at home still. We got power by about 8 o'clock last night, so I didn't have to spend too long running around looking for candles. And I've actually got these amazing solar lanterns from IKEA. They saved the day a bit.
Oh, wow.
I brought them inside, and they kind of cast this nice glow around.
Oh.
But the station only got up and running this morning. In fact, Radio Adelaide only went to air at 7:20 this morning because the transmission tower's up on Mount Lofty. Apparently they were damaged too.
Right.
Sort of the picture's slowly emerging today.
Yeah, of how bad the damage is. Now, our national current affairs show, The Wire, has been impacted by the power outage. Will The Wire be returning to the airwaves tonight?
Well, yes, that's what I was saying. We were just about to go to air last night.
Right, yeah.
We had about three quarters of an hour before we went to air with our great weather story as the top story, and we weren't able to do that. So I've just checked, and we think we can go to air. Like, if Radio Adelaide's on air, the main thing is just to get it through to the satellite.
Yeah.
And I don't think there'll be a problem. But it's a bit odd because everybody's phones are dropping out all the time. So it's clearly putting pressure on a lot of the things that we don't see in the air.
It is making news up here in Sydney that there are some issues with a few of the mobile phone providers, obviously having issues with their towers and whatnot. So,
well, I heard that Vodafone was out last night.
Yeah, yeah. Now, some critics of renewable energy say the power outage is due to South Australia's reliance on wind energy, but the Federal Energy Minister, Josh Frydenberg, has gone on the record to say that the blackout was caused by a storm. What do you think's caused the outage?
Oh, well, as far as I can work out, when these towers are knocked over, they're pretty crucial to the system, and it's a bit like you get the trip thing happens at home, you know, so you don't get electrocuted anymore.
Yeah.
So it just knocks down the whole system. But I think the issue is getting it up again. That was the problem. So it was a safety thing.
Yep.
And in fact, they said they couldn't tell if separate suburbs had issues because
they
just wipes out the whole lot.
Yeah, right. Now, they say, this is a bit of on a lighter note here, they say that 9 months after a blackout, the birth rates rise dramatically. Do you think we can expect a new crop of Adelaideans born thanks to the storm?
I know. The first impulse is to go and find other people. It's really interesting, isn't it? I mean, when there's a short outage of the internet, I notice everybody in the office will get up and go around and talk to each other.
That's strange.
So it's really fascinating, actually. So yeah. I don't know. I can't tell you. But I was just thinking last night. It took me about an hour to get home, and I'm only 3 kilometres from the city.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know how long people were stuck in traffic. That might have dampened their enthusiasm somewhat.
With all the candle-lit sort of homes around Adelaide, I'd say, you know, it might have been one or two people who thought, oh, bugger it, might as well do something.
Yeah, exactly. It definitely is weird to rely on so many things you don't realise until the power goes out.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, what about the traffic? As I saw footage yesterday afternoon that basically traffic, just people trying to find a way through traffic lights and whatnot. Has that improved at all, or is that still the case?
Haven't actually checked out the traffic this morning. I hope so. There was lots of grumbling going on about the lack of policemen, and there were definitely like major intersections with no guidance whatsoever, and the traffic was totally unmoving.
Yeah.
It wasn't going anywhere. People were finding all sorts of, you know, wicked little side streets and doing U-turns on footpaths and things like that.
Wow.
To try and find a way around it. And I'm not really quite sure. I think why it should have come to such a standstill, but it did. And all the trains weren't working, you know, and the airport was closed down. You know, one of the rumours that came through was that the airport generator didn't work. That was quite alarming. But there was that sort of apocalyptic sense of panic in that first couple of hours when no one really knew what was happening.
Yeah, no, very crazy. Well, stay safe, please, and to everyone else down there in Adelaide, please be safe and keep an eye on what's happening at the Bureau of Meteorology site. But Annie, thank you so much for joining us on the Daily today.
No worries, and we hope we can bring you the wire again tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. You can hear that, as she said, hopefully tonight at 6 p.m. on 2SER. Next up, we've got some news headlines. Then I'll be talking sport. I love talking sport. It's going to be a massive, massive weekend in sport. But to get us there, ironically, semi-ironically, is Broken Mountain with Earthquake. Thank you.